Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdoms greetings and with Jesus' joy. And we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for another morning, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, and we acknowledge that it was not the alarm clock. It was not our friends. It was not our children. It was not our spouses. We know that it was you, Lord, who breathed life into our lungs. We just thank you so much right now in the matchless name of Jesus for giving us mercies anew, for giving us an opportunity to do it over again, Lord. We thank you because the blood of the Lamb still works, Lord. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over, and you did that. You gave that promise back in Egypt. You gave that promise after the Lord was crucified, dead and buried, but that blood of the Lamb still works, and because of that, we have another chance, Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you, Lord, for replenishing us. We thank you, Lord, for the help that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, right now for this call, the Master's Morning Call. Thank you, Lord, for watching over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Thank you for pouring the blood of the Lamb over them, Lord. Thank you for them saying yes to this call. And because of that, this call is blessed and your children are blessed. We thank you right now, Jesus, for just watching over the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for pouring the blood of the Lamb over the family as well as Artists International. We know, Lord, that the blood still works. And because of that, Artists is blessed. Because of that, people who are joining or using the products are blessed. And we just thank you right now. And Father, right now in the matchless name of Jesus, we just ask that you protect this call. We ask that you pour the blood of the Lamb over this call so it is unhindered, that there are no contaminations, that there are no interferences, no dropped calls, no accidents, no distractions. Nothing will prevent us from hearing the word and being blessed. And we just thank you for everything. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place, and we receive you, God. So because of that, we are just thanking you in advance for all the blessings that you are providing from us this day and every day. And it is in Jesus' precious and matchless name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call, you go out there. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
Good morning, my sister. LaShawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Minister Benita, and have a Jesus joy day.
I sure will, sister. I appreciate that. I just want to give my personal testimony how he has kept me. You know, I'm here in New Jersey. My name is Benita Cates, and we have had an abundance of weather. And I'm going to tell you, I've been kept. My house is warm. My car starts up. There have been no accidents. So I just thank LaShawn for tagging this day and allowing us to understand by his blood we are healed and saved. So amen, amen, and amen. We welcome you to this telecommunication sanctuary. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day, because that's what we stand on. We stand on our mission statement in Psalm 88:13. But to you I cry out, O Lord. And in the morning, like my sister just said, it wasn't our friend, the alarm clock, or children, our spouse that woke us up, but it was our Father that woke us up. So in the morning, our prayer comes before you. We just welcome you this day on this Wednesday. This is Wednesday, and immediately following this call, it is the MMC call, but there's a treat on Wednesday. So Wednesday, that call is headed up by one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. So we're excited. It's the prayer call. So we're excited to get on Wednesday's call after this. You heard me say Dr. P.K. Roberts because she is one of the co-founders that this call was seeded. The idea God drops on their spirit. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador for Artists International, it was her and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the bride-to-be, and just in a couple of weeks, you guys, so we are all celebrating for her, with her, around her. We are just so excited that this magical day will be just a stone throw away. It seems so far away when she had mentioned it to us last year, but guess what? March the 1st is coming on in, and we are excited for you, Dr. Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, and that Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's got an infectious smile and the cutest dimples. We just love our women that brought us together here on this call every day, Monday through Friday. We are live. You can just tune in. You can call this number. You can share this number. You can be a minister in the marketplace and go out and share this number with three people and tell them, you know, I've joined this telecommunication sanctuary where I get fed every morning live. But guess what? If you're not able to get on live, we have a website. It's The Master's Morning, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can go there and get fed 24-7, 24 hours, 7 days a week, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. You might hear somebody going through something, and you can say, guess what? Let me give you this website. Go there and feel better about what you're going through because God's got his hand on it. If you have something that you feel you want to share on this call, you might want to be a greeter. You might have a word you want to share with the community. You might just want to be on our prayer list as one of our prayer intercessors. You can go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. You can also go there and give us your prayer request and your praise report because, you know, after every test is a testimony. After every challenge, God's got a story for you to share with somebody just to let them know it's not going to be like this all the time. You know, I do want to get out the way because I am excited about the message and the messenger this morning, an awesome, awesome man of God who I've had the personal pleasure of meeting at an artist event in Las Vegas. So this gentleman, let me just give you a little brief bio because I'm going to tell you so many of you have heard him, heard of him, know him, and he is just, he comes with it every time. He is married to an awesome woman, has three children. He's an alum of Morehouse. She is an alum of Spelman. So you know how that goes. They were right across the street, and boom, you know, the Cupid came, and they've got married and had these awesome children. So I just want to say that this man is on Facebook. He is on Twitter. He is called the Maestro. He's an author. I mean, how many hats does he wear? He's an artist international representative. But for me, he always steps on my toes because he speaks the word of God right to my spirit. And I always love when somebody could just bring it right in and home it in so that we can get fed. And because I tell you, he always brings something awesome. But I'm not going to hold you up. I'm not going to hold him up any longer from giving you the message that's going to get you through this day. Can I have Pastor Chuck Brown come forward?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear, Maestro. The sanctuary is yours.
God bless you, my sister. I appreciate everything that you do for this call and those who are involved in this call. We are grateful for Dr. P.K. Roberts and the, not for long, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Amen. We're grateful for these two women of God who have a vision and insight and obeyed what the Lord gave them to do in establishing this call. I want to get right into what the Lord has given me to share with you this morning. We are grateful. I do want to make sure that I clear up one thing, though. I do have two children. We do not have three. So I'm not sure if that's on a website, but it's two kids. I just don't want rumors to get started. Amen. All right. God bless. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Now there were four men with leprosy. This is the New Living Translation. I apologize. Now there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. Why should we sit here waiting to die? They asked each other. We will starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, we will starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord God had caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us, they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. This morning, I want to minister from this subject. I'm marching like my life depends on it. I recently began this series, Marching into Miracles and Manifestation, and we've disclosed how imperative it is that you get ready to move out. God has given you promises, but you will not benefit from those promises if you don't go and get it. And I'm here to tell you that God has already placed things and lined them up for you. The right people are in place. The right interest rate is present. The conditions are prime for a miracle. However, if you don't go and get it, you will not live in it. So this is not a season in which great things are just going to happen to you or come to you. Although that can happen, the miracles that God has placed in your life have been strategically placed by him, waiting for you to get to where they are. And that means then that it's going to take faith coupled with action. Faith without works is dead, being alone is what James said. It takes more than faith to get results. If you want to see the results of your faith, then you have to couple your faith with action. He even took it a step further. He said, show me your faith without your works or without action. I'll show you my faith by my works or by my actions. See, when you walk by faith and live by faith, then your actions have to accompany your faith. Your actions have to show the world your faith. Your actions display your faith. And when you say you believe in God for something and your actions don't line up with your confession, then you can dance as much as you want, scream and holler as much as you want, fast and pray as long as you want, praise until you sweat out your suit, but it won't work because your faith has not been activated by action. Here's what the Lord impressed upon me regarding me receiving my promise. We can have the promise fast as we move. We can have it as fast as we move. That means that we have to have a sense of urgency. We must move with purpose. We have to move with purpose, but we have to move quickly. You know how it is when you want to get to an event, you want to get to a sporting game or a movie that's the blockbuster movie. You move with purpose. You don't want to be late. In fact, you tell your children, if y'all ain't ready by the time I leave, y'all are staying right here. And that's where I am in this season. Whoever's not ready to go right now at this moment is going to see me after I get back, because I'm not allowing anyone to slow me down. I'm not letting anybody hinder me. My destiny depends on me moving urgently. My future depends on me moving urgently. My family depends on me moving urgently. I'm marching like my life depends on it. I have just a few principles that I want to share with you on today. First, coming out of 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3, where they ask, you know, why sit we here until we die? Here's the first thing. Number one, question any action that isn't getting you any closer to your promise. Question any action that isn't getting you any closer to your promise. Question any action that isn't getting you any closer to your promise. This is not a time to sit around like you've done before waiting for a miracle. This is not the time to sit at your house all day watching TV, sitting there on social media waiting for God to do something for you. If you're not willing to go, God is unwilling to release. If you're not willing to go, God is unwilling to release. That means that we have to reevaluate how we spend our time. What are we doing on a daily basis that's working towards us getting closer? And what are we doing that is pushing us farther from the promise? These leprous men have been sitting at the gates every day. They had been sitting at the gates because they weren't allowed inside the city. Leprosy made you unclean because the disease was so debilitating, and it was so debilitating, but it was also very contagious. They had to sit at the gates because the people on the inside didn't want them to come in there. Have you ever been ostracized because of your condition? Have you ever been around a bunch of folk who had a bunch of degrees, and because you had none, they looked at you with disdain? They had all of these titles and letters behind their name. You barely made it out of high school, if that, and they look at you with disdain. They have all of this money and prestige, and they look at you in your condition. People judge us when they see us in a position that they loathe, as if they're not one decision away from being in the same place. Sometimes, and I just have to keep it real, this is how I am, I'm sorry, but we're too busy waiting to get in a place that doesn't want us in. Sometimes we're waiting on a job that really don't want us, or a relationship where the person just doesn't want us in there. Why are you waiting for someone who doesn't want you in their gates? Why are you waiting on someone who doesn't want you in their lives or in their office? You're sitting here waiting for entrance to the in crowd when God says, the miracle I have for you is not even in there. You're waiting for a door to open for you in a place that God doesn't want to bless you. You're sitting by your phone every day waiting on a call that won't come because that's not the place that God has designated to bless your life. If what I'm doing is not bringing me closer to the life that God has for me, then it's actually bringing me closer to the death that the enemy desires for me. It's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God wants you to live, but the devil wants to keep you in a position where you sit around waiting to die. But I'm here to declare that the devil is a liar. I'm getting up from this place. I'm checking my schedule every day, seeing what's going to keep me productive, and seeing and checking off what's going to keep me unproductive. I'll return your call when I have time to play. I'll play the game when I have time to play. I'll go to the movie when I have time to chill. Right now, I don't have the luxury of sitting here with you, because if I keep sitting here, I'm going to die here. And here is not what God, where God told me I was going to be. In verse 4, they started to answer the question that was posed in verse 3 about them sitting there waiting to die. In verse 4, it says, we'll starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, we will starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. Oh, here's number two. Never allow your struggle to determine your direction. Never allow your struggle to determine your direction. Hey, I'm an example of how when you're desperate, you will take desperate measures just to provide relief in your situation. It doesn't mean it's a good decision. You do it because it's hard to keep going how you've been going. The problem with making those decisions in that state of mind is that we are actually giving our struggle reins over our lives. But I can't let my problems determine what I'm going to do for me. I can't let my anger determine my reaction. Your struggle will always lead you to more struggle. Too many of us go in the wrong direction. We go where the problem is. We go back to where God is trying to take us from. These men were in the discussion concerning the next move was going to be. And I can imagine that one of them said, let's go back to the city. And the spirit quickened. Another one said, no, I can't go back to the city because certain death awaits us there. If they went back into the city, then they would have died because of the famine. Hear me. Don't go back to the situation that's trying to kill you. Don't go back in that abusive situation just because times are hard for you. Don't go back to that self-deflating job just because you're broke. Don't go back to drama. Don't go back to where God has brought you from. He's trying to take you somewhere else. He's trying to take you to your inheritance. He's trying to take you to your portion. He's trying to lead you to your harvest. But if you go back, you're going to die. I just told you a few minutes ago to stop trying to get in where God won't start up. Sometimes God will lead you right to your enemy. If you ask Abraham, he'll tell you faith will take you to strange places. Faith says that God is in control of which steps I should take. If God is in control, then why do we fight his will? It seems like we're going the wrong direction. Faith brings you right where you're supposed to be. We just have to trust God and not our instincts. Our instincts say to go in there when faith is leading us away from there. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. If you're righteous, then your steps are only following God's orders. God is giving orders for you to go this way because this is the way to your abundance. If you go any other way than the way that God has ordained, you're going to die. But if you want to live, go this way. Faith says, God, I don't know where you're leading me, but I do know that I'm going to end up better than I am staying here. I don't know about you, but I'll take my chances with faith. I'll take my chances stepping out. Staying here hasn't got me any farther, and they don't want me in there, so I'm going where God is leading me. Hallelujah. Verse 5, again, says at twilight. At twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they got to the edge of the camp, nobody was there. Here's number 3. Don't allow procrastination to immobilize you. Get ready to march now. Don't allow procrastination to immobilize you. Get ready to march now. Here's the thing. Christians procrastinate more than anybody else on the face of the earth. And the reason why this is so is because we feel as if God is working things out, and if he's working things out, I can move when I want to move. But when God tells you to move, you must move then. I recently shared in my ministry that timing is everything. When Peter was getting ready to walk on that water, if he jumps in that water before Jesus says to come, Peter drowns. If he waits too late to move out, he misses the miracle because Jesus would have made it in the boat by then. What I'm trying to say to you is that moving too early can kill your chances. Moving too late, you miss your chances. It's imperative that you do not wait until you feel like doing what needs to be done. Procrastination immobilizes you, causes your progress to stagnate. But here's the thing. Your obedience to what God says and moving when he says is the key to how fast you receive the promise. I'm starting to believe that some folks just don't want it bad enough. If you need a job and you're not out there pounding the pavement every day, regardless of who does not hire you, then you don't want it bad enough. If you go to the doctor and she's told you that they can take you off the medication if you change the way you eat and drink and you still don't do it, then you don't want the healing bad enough. These dudes were at the point where they didn't care. They didn't care what the folk in the city thought, and they didn't care what the invading army thought. They got up early at twilight. They got up early at twilight. They got up early at twilight. The early bird gets the worm. They got up early at twilight. Their lives depended on their movement. They were sitting, but they got up. They put feet to their faith. The reason why James said faith without works is dead, because works activate faith. It gives it energy. Actions cause faith to work. We walk by faith, not sit. We walk by faith. If you're not walking in faith, you'll stay where you are in the condition you're in with no hope of getting out. You must get up. The first thing Jesus said to people who were lame, who were stuck, who couldn't walk, was to arise. You have to get up. When you decide to move out on faith, that first step is most crucial, because it takes the most faith to move out when conditions dictate that you're not even supposed to be moving. It takes the most faith to move out when conditions dictate that you shouldn't apply because you don't qualify, or to forgive when you're full of resentment, or love when you've been hurt. The first step brings you up. You have to get up before you can move forward. Getting up is symbolic of leaving where you are, powerless, unable to function properly, and rising to where God empowers you. Listen, baby, this is the year when God will take those people who are ready for the next level to the next level. He's waiting on us to get up and move out. The worst thing that can happen is for God to have everything in order and you miss out because you won't get up and move out. To have financing in place waiting on you, but you miss out because you won't get up and move out. To have people in place to move on your behalf, but you miss out because you won't get up and move out. To have your supervisor all set and ready to say yes, but you miss out on the promotion because you won't get up and move out. Let me tell you something. You have to get up and move out. That means I can't live here anymore. I'm moving from my need to my miracle. I'm moving from reality to the realm of the supernatural. I'm moving from pain to wholeness. I'm moving from just enough to more than enough. I'm moving from renting to owning. You can stay here if you want, but I'm tired of dying. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of barely making it. I'm tired of hustling. I'm ready to live in abundance. I'm ready to walk in abundance and eat in abundance and drive and drink in abundance. You can sit here and die if you want, but I'm on my way to my destiny. I'm moving towards my purpose. I'm walking towards my abundance, taking steps to my true deliverance. I'm ready to exceed abundance. And their miracle happened, hear this, when they started to move. I told you before that God takes your natural. He adds your super to it, and it becomes a supernatural move. It's not supernatural because just because of God. He's already the bomb. He's already a phenomenal God. He's already an awesome God. It's supernatural because you moved out in the natural. Let me tell you why the enemy doesn't want you to walk by faith. Let me tell you why he doesn't want you to live by faith. The devil doesn't want you to move out in faith because he can't take the sound that your faith produces when you start marching. He doesn't want you to work your faith because it disturbs the atmosphere. That means that your actions speak louder than your words. Hallelujah. Going to apply for school is louder than talking about going back to school. Going to look at houses is louder than you just talking about getting the house. Every time you move out in faith, your steps reverberate in the atmosphere, and whoever is in your place of possession has to leave. When you're walking on your own, nothing happens. Nobody's scared of you. Nobody's moving because of you. But when you walk out in faith, each step is amplified in the ears of the enemy. Each step is magnified in the devil's face, so much so until you cause them to flee. Every step makes the devil move farther out. Every step makes sickness leave. Every step of faith makes the devil that's keeping that job from you flee. Each step causes you to plug to the power source, and the power of the living God flows through you. You got to march like your life depends on it. You have to march like your family depends on it. You have to march like your marriage depends on it. You have to march like your career is depending on it, because it does. Those of you who are business owners, those of you who are part of Artists International, you got to do what you do like everything depends on it. Your blessing, your breakthrough, your release, your increase, all of it is dependent upon the kind of action you take and the sense of urgency that you have. If you move with a sense of urgency, God will move urgently for you. Hallelujah. I pray that this word in some way, shape, form, or fashion bless your life. I'm going to turn this call back over to my dear sister. God bless you.
God bless you. My God, Pastor Chuck. See, family, I told you this man would bring an awesome word. Thank you so much. It's action, family. It's action. Action is going to get us where we are, our destiny. I'm going to ask our sister to bring forward our prayer request, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you this morning for the word of God that you've given us this morning. And, Lord, we glorify you, Father, for using this man of God, Lord God, to pour into us the word that you've given us. Lord, we will march as our lives will depend on it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for pouring and restoring into this man of God the will, the glory, the blessings, Lord, that you have for him and his family. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen them and move them in greatness, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for every prayer partner and every business partner on this call. We ask that you strengthen them, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will march forward, Lord God, in your word, in our destiny. We thank you, Father God, for those that are sick and shut in and maybe in dire need, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And we are declaring that they are healed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for those that may be distressed and discouraged, Lord God. We call upon Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Speak peace over each individual, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for restoring them in the name of Jesus. We speak to those, Lord God, that are in need. We call on Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we glorify you, Father, for providing every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing the work for each and every one person that's on this call and those that may not made it on this call, Lord God. We thank you for restoring and manifesting your glory in each and every one of them, Father. We thank you, Father, for Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon. We ask, Lord God, that you strengthen them, keep them and their families, Lord God. And we ask you, Father, that you bless Artists International like never before. Lord God, we will march forward in your word, in our destiny, and we will act by faith and not by just looking. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and we declare it, and we thank you, Father, for doing the work in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you, my sister. Now, here are some important numbers. Immediately after this call, we have the ambassador's call, and that's 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539598#. Now, I know you're going to want to bless somebody with the word that Pastor Chuck Brown gave to us this morning. So here is the replay, 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN, 957-677#. Go out and be a minister in the marketplace. Share that number with somebody. That word was awesome. That word was all for me. I don't know about you. Putting some action to some conversation, I tell you, that man is just so anointed and appointed. And just so that you know, Pastor Chuck Brown, I know you have two children, a son and a daughter, and an awesome basketball player in that son, just so you know. I'll be watching you on Facebook. Thank you so much for opening us up, Minister LaShawn. You are just an awesome, awesome woman. And our closing prayer, and I'm going to ask Pastor Chuck to come back with the benediction, sir. Thank you. And our telecommunication sanctuary. Okay, our lovely bride-to-be, Dr. V. Our benediction.
Amen, amen. Awesome word from our man of God this morning. We just thank you, Minister Benita, for hosting us today, and Minister LaShawn for greeting all of God's people. We thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for covering and filling our prayer requests. And we just salute the man of God again for that awesome word. TMC family, we couldn't do it without you. We appreciate the God in each and every one of us and one of you. So let's fill this time together with a word of prayer and a benediction. Pastor Chuck, I see you back on the line. I turn it back over to you.
Amen. Father, we're grateful for all that we've experienced this morning. We're grateful even more so, God, for what you've already planned for us this day, the doors that have been opened for us, the opportunities that will be afforded us. Ask that you will keep us safe, protect us as we go to work and the various destinations that we have on today. Let this week be the greatest week that we've ever experienced in our lives. And we count it done, oh God, that every prayer, petition, and of intercession that has been sent up will be received by you, oh God, and things will begin to happen on our behalf. We thank you for favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.